Hello, and welcome back to the Broadside Podcast. This week, I'm going to have a conversation with Roman and Marvin from the Broadside. Hope you enjoy.
About less than a week till a year of lockdown.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I know. It's next. Yeah.
No. Lockdown. Oh, okay. You've done it now. You've really done it now. It's okay. Wow.
Well, yeah. But it's just this one.
That's hitting hard. All
right. This term specifically, because there's not much going on right now. It's almost a year since quarantine started. Yeah, next. Yeah. It's 7 days away.
Well, it's so hard to report on anything noteworthy in the community if, like, you know, the most noteworthy thing going on is COVID again and again and again.
Yeah, I need to, like, what's that, like, funeral march they have? I found a kazoo. I could play the funeral march on kazoo and, like, in, like, memorial to this, like, momentous occasion. Well, I don't know if you would describe it that positively. But, like, you know what I mean. Oh my god, like, that's an entire year's gone by. That is not fun to think about. I don't like that.
Yeah, I didn't really, like, when the high school ended, because it was my senior year, I didn't do anything until college. Like, I legit did nothing. Didn't have a job, unemployed, just hung out all day. Like, luckily I had friends in my neighborhood that I hung out with, but, like, there was nothing. Like, I can't even, it's been a long year. But that's the way she goes, eh?
It has been. But, things are starting to look up now, which is nice. Like, you can go out and go bowling or grab a drink now again, which is cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then people are starting to get vaccinated and stuff. Like, okay, it's starting to get better.
Yeah, both my parents got vaccinated back in
Portland. Oh, that's hype.
Because my mom takes care of a woman with Alzheimer's, and then my dad's works in the hospital.
I see. Okay, that's so cool.
They got it, like, a month ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I have two friends of mine, two close friends, who are also already vaccinated, which is cool. So it's, like, it's definitely starting to happen, and things are starting to definitely, like, regain some sense of normalcy, which is nice.
Normalize. I guess, but yeah. Unless you guys work at a grocery store or one of the jobs on the list, but we can't get our vaccines till July 1st. Which is, like, the middle of summer, which is fine. Like, I can wait until then.
That actually doesn't bother me personally, but it still, like, just sucks feeling like you're at the bottom of the priority list.
Yeah, because I feel like I'd have a little bit more freedom. Like, I can see people.
Yeah.
Luckily, my parents are vaccinated, so if I do somehow get it, hopefully I don't, but if I do get it, because I'm younger and healthier, I guess
yeah, they're just less concerned about us, which is
my one thing. It was like I went back for winter break and I was just a little worried about, like, I don't know, bring it back, hang out with, if I hung out with friends, which I didn't really, I only, like, hung out with them outside, but I was just worried about my parents more than really anything. So that's kind of relieving now that they have the vaccine.
My thing is like, if I get it and I don't, like, give it to anyone, or I don't, like, accidentally kill somebody, you know what? I'm good. I've got the antibodies now. Like, it's it's like a really long and tiresome vaccine.
Well, you're not wrong.
Yeah, no.
It's like getting a shot spread out through a couple months.
Yeah, no. A lot of my friends at, like, Oregon State and Oregon, or actually more Oregon State. Oregon State is really, like, just relaxed, like, on their COVID protocols. Mm-hmm. They kind of care, but at the same time they don't really care. Like, I have four friends at Oregon State and every single one of them has had COVID, and I think at Oregon one of my friends out of, like, I have, like, 20 friends at Oregon, most of my friends went to Oregon, but yeah, so all my friends at Oregon State, which is nuts. So
yeah, no, I mean, I kind of respect CSUC for, like, how they've been handling this thing. Like, yeah, they've definitely closed down more than most schools. Like, they completely closed the dorms that, like, I didn't hear. Like, OSU closed them for a little bit, but they've been on and off a lot. CSUC just closed it down. And it's, like, it sucks that stuff like that just closes and it's not available to you. But at the same time, I do respect CSUC for making those hard decisions. Because at the same time, like, we haven't heard any cases or any major outbreaks at CSUC. I mean, pretty much everything's been remote. Actually, and that's probably definitely the reason for it. But at the same time, like, there's been no outbreaks. So yeah, that's, like,
so, no, what's crazy is, so I had an in-person class. It was one of my aviation classes. And so we, like, would go in, masks spread out throughout the class. And and all that stuff. But somebody in my class got it like 5 days later after the class, and we were sitting in the Zoom, and the teacher's like, one of our students got it. And then we figured out, or the student that got it told us, and I was like, oh God, I know this kid. And I talked with him after class that day. So it was kind of scary. And then I got a COVID test, but I was negative, luckily.
Okay, but, so like all the protocols seemed like they did work. So it's
they did work, because I don't think anyone got in the class. Because
That's good, yeah.
But yeah, no, so there's that. And then I was saying how like, you know how the dorms at COCC aren't, I don't think COCC, it's not big enough for them to be like, okay, this is going to be, it's like the priorities there that, I don't know. I'm just saying that COCC is smaller than like Oregon State and Oregon.
That's fair. Yeah.
So like Oregon State and Oregon will lose so much money, where COCC is one, it's state funded. Two, the priority of the community for just 200 students. I think they just saw it as like, there was no like the cons outweighed the pros, where, where like the big colleges are like, okay, they can get COVID, but we're making bank, but we'll try to call it
kind of cruel.
We'll be safe. And they're definitely cracking down. I kind of like, I feel bad for my friends, but at the same time, I'm in the same situation where I can't really meet anyone. So I'm like, okay, that it's the way she goes. But they're definitely locked down there and like tracking it very strongly. So yeah, some of my friends don't hang out with that much people, or nobody at all, but then some just go around too much. And those guys have been in the lockdown. They have like a separate dorm just for quarantine for 2 weeks.
Oh man.
And I've talked to some of my friends, and they've been, the 2 weeks is just isolating, and it's like not much going on. So
yeah, that sucks. Like,
get 2 weeks in solitary.
Oh, honestly, that's how it feels like. Oh, like I remember the entirety of like the last year. It's like, you know, man, like I don't really have like anyone in my household that's really at risk or like that I'm super worried about, but still, like, it's something I totally don't want to get. Like, I don't want to put my friends or family through like having the worry of like, oh, do I have it? Do I not? Am I going to spread this? And so like, I've been also like very like limited with like who I've hung out with.
Yeah. The stressful, like, it's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, it does feel like almost like a punishment of like there's this big thing you'd go through if you risk yourself too much. But like, it's odd that some people care about that more or less than others. And it's like,
well, it's a matter of perspective. I wouldn't say it's good nor bad, either or, if like you don't care at all versus if you care. It's a free country, ain't it? But what was I gonna say? Oh, my point was, I don't even know what I was gonna say. I totally spaced. anything else? It was something about COVID. I think it was about like the one guy that got COVID in my class, I was about to head back home. So I went to Eugene, and I got the message that he got COVID in my class. And my brother lives in Eugene, so I was staying there with him, and I got the message. Yeah, it was just long. I don't even know what I'm talking. First of all, I can edit this out of the podcast right here, because we kind of lost.
Yeah, okay.
Do we have an introduction?
No.
Do we need
to? I just started in the middle of the COVID conversation. I don't even know when I started.
All right, do you want to do like a new official introduction, and then can like start rambling on about like
Marvin, this is a wing.
COVID?
This is a wing. You always wing the podcast. And I just started.
Okay, ready? Okay.
Get all the stuff out.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Marvin's podcast. I'm taking over. Shane is no longer the host. And welcome to my kazoo playing class. Step one, grasp your kazoo firmly. Step two, hum into the kazoo and produce a tone. Step three, play some fire beats.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna put all this in the podcast, because this is how it works.
Oh, you better not.
First of all, I feel like no one's listening. Well, let's be positive, because I'm gonna start putting out some good I've had good podcasts so far. But I need to make some great podcasts. You know, I'm gonna get like,
yeah.
I don't know, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I don't know. That's gonna be my best interview ever.
Yes, yes, you can like just take the microphone all the way up, you know, you're gonna knock on the doors of heaven and be like, hey, you got time for an interview? And he'll be like, I don't know, man, kind of busy with the whole world is kind of on fire and just not okay. going well. Like, okay. Well, can I at least get a quote?
Okay, I got a question, like, Marvin. I got a question for both of you. You guys doing anything for spring break?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, good question.
Good question. All right, so I have a friend who goes to SOU, and he is like one of my best friends, and he's going to be back in town for the first couple of days, and so we're going to hang out and fly the drone and record some cool audio and put together some cool cinematic projects and just like have fun, play some video games, you know how it is. And then later in the break, I might actually head up to Washington to meet another friend of mine, because he's been up there for a couple of months taking care of some family, like extended family, just because they have some like family situation. And so like we haven't been able to hang out for probably like a month and a half now. And so he's like, yo, spring break, what if you just visited us in Washington? We could just like hang out, because they're like in the coolest little town.
What part of Washington?
So the town is called Leavenworth. It's like the super Bavarian styled one. It's got
it's up
like
in the mountains. The
crazy mountain ranges around it. It looks like, honestly, like something straight out of Europe. Like it really reminds me of like kind of like those like Austrian countryside, like
kind of. It's funny, I know exactly.
Scenery. It's amazing. And it's a really cool town. And so I'm like, yo, it'd be so cool to visit there and like hang out with a friend in like a completely different town. Like that'd be really cool to explore that. But then still be able to like stay with him and his family. And what's cool is like the COVID situation there in that small town seems like it's been a lot better. Like over the winter, they didn't have that complete freeze that we had. And it seems like both him and the entire family that he's with there, like they're all vaccinated already. So that's pretty cool as well. Like it's cool, like kind of seeing that roll out to everyone. But those are kind of my spring break plans.
That sounds fun.
At least possible ones. It's nothing's really, you know, set in stone yet, because things change all the time, especially this last year. But do you guys have anything interesting that you have planned, or just ideas that you might pursue?
Roman, you want to talk? You'd love to talk?
I'd love to say something interesting, but you know, COVID.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I probably just stay at home. I plan to do some more stuff for the broadside. Just probably go out, take some photos.
Oh yeah, it's nice being able to like focus on like stuff like that when you're not having to worry about classes. Cause like I know when classes are rough, those stories are like, okay, I would need to get two cool stories done a week, but they're gonna be more like focused on reporting on the event and themselves instead of elaborating more or really like being more investigative. Cause when you have more time, it's totally fun to do those investigative articles. But yeah, the classes can definitely get in the way.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, So I'm going to try and pump out a really cool one for finals. I'm throwing on a little foreshadowing, I guess. but finals week is just, you know, no more classes, no more, you know, homework. I can just go out and take photos for fun. And
oh, that's going to be a weird feeling. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah. But finally get like a solid story up.
Yeah, that'd be pretty epic. You want to collaborate on something possibly then?
Dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah, like I've really wanted to collaborate with some more broadside people, but it's like everyone's kind of just doing their own thing and everyone's got their own schedule. So it's really hard to collaborate, especially when there's not that in-person time that everyone shares in like a class or something.
Yeah, well, it's really hard, especially with like just how few events there are.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Yeah.
There's like definitely in that like week, like 5 to 7 range, I was just like, okay, what do I report on? But then, you know, here and there, sometimes you hear things, which is nice.
Yeah, because I remember around Halloween, we did a sort of collaboration.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With Ayla, on the setup that they had in the old mill.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, and then that one was super fun. If you haven't read it yet, you should try and check it out. It's got a variety of super cool shots. Like they had like stormtroopers set up there. They had
and then they had the Harry Potter like train platform thing going into like one of the side of the buildings there. It's really funny. And then also, oh, speaking of the old mill, also like just doing old mill photo galleries on like the Christmas Santa Claus was really funny as well. That was like I've never seen that event before, so that was hilarious to see. Man, that place is pretty cool. Do you guys like often visit the old mill, either of you?
I've been trying to get out into Bend, exploring a little bit more, but I've only gone down there and walked one time this term. I like walking down there. It's just, I'm like, yeah, I need to do that. I'll do that this week if the weather's good. But yeah, I just need to get out a little bit more. Like, I walk around where I'm living, but mm-hmm. like the classic Bend is the old mill and the downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I walked downtown the other day to go to the bank, and I parked a little farther away just to walk around. And I was like, oh, this is cool. I don't know. Cause I never really walked around there that much, but I was like, oh, all these little cute shops. It's like, reminds me a lot of there's parts of Portland where I'm from that are kind of mm-hmm. like that, where it's like shops that are cute and have like, mm-hmm. not knickknacks, but like specialty items. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, it's kind of like home. So yeah, I might go down there and explore. Well, yeah. There was like an art gallery that I saw.
There's a really cool one. Yeah, I've seen that one.
So yeah, I'm trying to explore Bend a little bit more, but I'm more of a fair weather fan. Where I need good weather to get outside, and I. So
yeah, dude, I totally agree with you on like enjoying that urban exploration. Like, that's something I've come to enjoy this past year. Cause like, let's see, it was June 22nd, I believe. I picked up a used one wheel off of Craigslist. Like, you know, have you seen those? Mm-hmm. And dude, I have, at this point, I'm at around 1,000 miles on that thing.
Yeah. That's
even a year since I got it. Like, I did so much cruising around and exploring.
Yeah. And I knew you had that. No, yeah, but
that's been one of my favorite pastimes, like just like cruising around and like all this urban exploration. Like, oh, I didn't know this road goes here. Oh, there's a little neighborhood tucked away in here. Like, oh
yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's what I do with my bike. Wall.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, that's what I would do. Fun thing to do. Yeah.
No, yeah, that's what I, back home, I would always just bike around places like that are near me. And I'm like, okay, let's go in this little neighborhood or down this little alley or something, and be like, okay, this is fun. So yeah, and I actually the other day I saw some one wheels, and I don't know why, nice. But I know you don't live near me because I live over by Mountain View.
Oh yeah,
that's it. I knew you didn't live near me, but I saw somebody on a one wheel, and I in the distance while I was riding my bike, and I was like, "Be Marvin." But it
wasn't. If you see a one wheeler with a yellow jacket with blue stripes on it, that's me.
Okay.
And then I also have a friend who also one wheels around. I've seen plenty other in town, especially during the summer. It's actually like, there's a big amount of them. Me and my friend have joked that we're going to start like a cavalry regiment of one wheels and get like the whole like trumpet, like one wheel charge going like over a hill or something. It'd be a hilarious thing to try to organize, but I don't think that's possible, but it's been our running joke for a while now. But yeah, like urban exploration, honestly, I think that is like a really cool hobby. And it's a cool thing to do just to get out and feel better after like just being cooped up for too long.
Yeah, I know. Back in Portland, there's a ton of different spots, like tons of different areas that are like unique. Where here, I feel like you really only have the downtown and maybe.
Yeah, the downtown and the old mill and the other stuff.
A little bit, but that just kind of feels a little bit like, yeah, the old mill is like a little outlaw or a outlet mall-ish. But not really.
Yeah, it is a little
not really. The, yeah. The so area. There's that. But yeah, definitely the downtown. It's like the bricks. It just reminds me a lot of the urban, like mm-hmm. cool growth of like old, industry. I don't even know industry.
Like the old industrial rustic vibe. Yeah.
This is a timber town, or Bend's a timber town. So.
Yeah.
An old timber town. So. Yeah. So there's that. But yeah.
Speaking of old rustic industrial vibes, have you guys heard about the crazy renovations they're doing at the Sun Mountain Fun Center?
What's the Sun
Mountain? I just wrote up a draft for a story on that. That's going to come out soon. But like, I talked to the owner and like, dude, they put in like $2 million and like a ton of work and like completely redid like a lot of stuff at the Fun Center, which is really cool because I've like been to that place a lot of times, like for like the many years I've lived here, and just seeing it kind of like evolve over time, and then now this massive renovation, it's actually really cool to see.
I remember seeing them like start to begin the renovations about last year, and then everything shut down.
yeah
it kind of was just stayed in the back of my head for a while because same as you. I've been there quite a lot. It's like one of the few places to hang out around town.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like if you have friends and you don't know what to do, you're like, you know what, let's just go bowling or like go play some arcade, and that'll be the spot for it.
Thank you for listening to the Broadside Podcast this week. I hope you enjoyed. And I hope that you join us next week for a very new episode of the Broadside Podcast.